The stock market opened sharply down this morning, despite President Trump saying yesterday that he's postponing the tariffs on some items until after the Christmas shopping season. Popular items like cell phones, laptops, and toys won't see that 10% tariff that Trump announced at the beginning of this month until after December 15th. Best Buy and Apple, which get many of their products from China, saw their stocks surge yesterday, but stocks not looking good today. Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent, joins us now. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Jeremy.
Now, President Trump has always maintained that China's the one paying for the tariffs,
right,
not Americans. And yesterday he said he's, quote, doing this for the Christmas season just in case some of the tariffs would have an impact on U.S. consumers. So is this Trump basically admitting that tariffs are paid for by Americans?
Yeah, and a number of groups have done studies on the prices of goods that are imported versus the prices of goods that are not imported. And there has been a spike in the prices of imported goods. In some cases, major corporations can hold those price increases off for a while in the hopes that this will get settled and they don't lose customers. But obviously, around Christmas time, everybody is hyper price sensitive. Phones and electronics and things like that really sell. So if you were to see a 10% tariff, it's not clear that all 10% would immediately go to the consumer, but you'd see a price increase. This is something everybody has been saying for a long time. The president continues to deny. But yes, yesterday was finally a concession that, okay, this actually might be a problem. And you also don't want to slow down sales, not just to make things more expensive, but if you increase prices, people slow down their spending. That, in a slightly weak economy, could send us into a bit of a downturn. Christmas before an election year is probably not the kind of thing a president wants to do.
Right. But does China look at this and say, oh, look at that, we won, they backed down first?
Yeah. And look, this is for a lot of reasons, this is a really complicated week for China. And China's under a lot of pressure because of what's going on in Hong Kong. You might almost think this wasn't a week for the president to do this, given that China's facing it on all fronts. But for the moment, this is a minor victory for China. I say that only because the imposition of the tariffs would have been very damaging to China. It is worth saying that while the U.S. consumers are paying for the tariffs, China is hurting because of this trade war. Everybody's hurting. This is what one economist described to me yesterday as a lose-lose situation.
Now, if yesterday was the day that America got a Christmas present from the Trump administration, according to the White House, maybe today was the day that they returned the sale
and
took everything back. Is this just fears about a recession? We've been talking about the yield curve, which is a recession indicator that seems to be pointing to another one now. What do you think?
Yeah, and so the yield curve means what's the difference between you putting your money in the bank and saying that you'll keep it there for 2 years versus you'll keep it there for 10 years. Mm-hmm. Historically, the bank would say, if you give us your money for 10 years, we can do more with it. We'll pay you a higher interest rate. So the yield curve was always the difference between short-term interest rates and long-term interest rates. Today, they crossed. Today, you get more money for investing your money for a short term than you do for a long term. Now, it's not a direct relationship to a recession. It tends to be an indicator that one is coming in about 2 years or 18 months to 2 years. That's what's got the markets worried today. Short-term rates, very, very good, by the way, for a borrower. Short-term rates are very low right now. Long-term rates are higher, but that is what the problem is. The yield curve suggests that the economy is weakening.
Well, and as you said, President Trump does not want that to happen before the election.
Right.
But, of course, presidents cannot stop recessions from happening.
Correct.
Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent, thank you.
My pleasure, Jeremy.